This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The U.S. command in Iraq is promising an overwhelming response to this week's killings of four American contract workers in Fallujah. A military spokesman says U.S. forces will hunt down those responsible and reestablish control. Families have released the names of three of the four victims. They include two former Army Rangers and an ex-Navy SEAL. All were civilian employees of a private company called Blackwater USA that was working under a Pentagon contract providing security in Fallujah. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The victims of the bloody attack included a leader in Ohio's Croatian-American community, a decorated ex-soldier from Tennessee, and a California actor best known for competing in reality television shows. All died together Wednesday when their vehicle was hit with grenades. Jubilant Iraqis dragged their bodies through the streets. For people who knew the victims, the mob scene in Fallujah was especially hard to watch.
It's something that was horrific and really ghastly.
Brian Gadinsky is a Hollywood producer who worked on a cable TV reality show called Combat Missions. He learned yesterday that a man who had been a contestant on the program was among the Fallujah victims, 38-year-old Scott Helvenston. Helvenston left the Navy in 1994 and found success in show business. He worked as a stuntman in several movies, made exercise videos, and had a strong following on Gadinsky's reality show.
He was more competitive than just about anybody I've ever seen. And as a TV producer, he was a dream come true because he was animated, he would speak his mind, and he was a great addition to that show.
After the show ended, Helvenston took a job with Blackwater to work as a security guard in Iraq. Gadinsky says Helvenston loved the military and seemed to thrive on danger.
He died doing what he loved to do. He wanted to be there. He was not drafted to be there. He wanted to be there because he knew it was right, and he knew that he was doing this for America.
The other victims weren't as well known, but they too left behind grieving families and saddened communities. 38-year-old Mike Teague of Clarksville, Tennessee, served 12 years in the Army and won a Bronze Star. He went to work for Blackwater just 2 months ago. In a written statement, his wife called him a proud father, soldier, and American. Meanwhile, people in Willoughby, Ohio, are mourning 32-year-old Yurko Zavko. His friends called him Jerry. Zavko was an Army veteran and had been in the security business 6 years, balancing that with volunteer work and soccer games at the local Croatian lodge. Tonči Viskovic was a childhood friend.
I remember he was always used to play with the G.I. Joe figures, stuff like that, and he was always into that Army stuff, to stick up for his country and do whatever he could do for his country, I think. And what they did to him, I don't think anyone should go through that. That is really, really sad.
In an interview with the Associated Press, Zavko's mother described him as a man of principle. She said he loved people and wanted everybody in the world to be free and safe. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.